You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about something so important. We're going to talk about consistency, and I know that we've talked about this in the past. I know that you've probably heard this from others. I know this is something that you're probably tired of hearing, but guess what? You need to, because it's important. It's the reason why you will be successful. It's the reason why your team will be able to join you in helping you on the mission. It's the reason why your customers will get excited about doing business with you. Consistency is what we're after. Consistency is what we desire. Consistency is what we demand when we spend our money with someone. And today, we're going to talk of specifically how you do that on the back end of things to ensure that the front end of things are consistent, meaning what we need to do behind the scenes in order to get that consistent result on the front of the scenes, where our customer is experiencing us, where our customer is encountering us, where our customer meets us on the daily. We're going to talk about that today and so much more. But before we get into that, let's just go ahead and dive into this thing. What's up? We got some cool things coming out. We got some new updates. For those that don't know about our app, we are on Google. We are on Apple. You can find us, The Plumbing Sales Coach. We have a price book calculator. We have a growth calculator. We have access to the podcast on the Apple app. Make sure you download that and get access to that today. Also, if you would like more information about becoming one of these companies that are in our program, we just had some results come back here just the other day. We had a company join about a year and a half ago. They were at about $1.2 million, and now they're roughly averaging $360,000 to $370,000 a month, pacing around $4 million for this year. And it is all from just simply executing and getting processes in their business that can produce that consistent result. So they know what to expect. They know when they're on track, they know when they're off track, and they know exactly how to figure it out. More importantly, their whole team knows how to figure it out, and everybody is working collectively together on the same mission, at the same speed, with the same motives. This is important. Now here, we're going to talk about consistency and how these companies achieve those results. And if you want to get in on that action, just fill out a simple request form on our website, theplumbingsalescoach.com. We'll connect you with some information. Maybe even you and I will hop on a call. Either way, we will offer you the ability to join one of our live coaching sessions at no charge. This is a premium product that we charge for. There will be other companies on there that pay for this product. You'll be able to get a little behind the curtain scenes, no charge and no risk, and be able to see what we do and what we offer. So that's the best we can do right there, right? Just make it real easy. Just remove all doubt. Let you just join us and see what we do firsthand. And I guarantee you'll walk out of that training session with some things that you can apply in your business and some things that you can probably apply personally. So reach out to us at theplumbingsalescoach.com and we will get you set up with that. Now, today we're talking about consistency, and something that I think about often when it comes to consistency is the other greats in the world that have done what we want to do. There's a book out there called 10,000 Hours. I think that's the name of the book, but it's predicated on this idea of teaching to master something, you have to spend 10,000 hours doing it. This is something that Michael Jordan bought into, this is something Kobe Bryant bought into, probably people like Wayne Gretzky and some of the other greats. But the reality is that they spent a lot of time in their profession perfecting it. In fact, there's been times where we've seen stories of shooters in the NBA missing shots during a game, and then after the game going out there and standing in one spot and shooting 300 shots in a row just to get themselves that muscle memory, that mental memory to be able to get consistent. And that's what it takes. I can't tell you how many times we do a tech training and I hear a technician say something like, I've heard that before. Okay, well, so first of all, that's good. You're hearing it for the second time or third or fourth time. You need to hear it multiple times, probably to become a habit. So this isn't bad news that you're hearing it for the second time. It's actually good news. That means it's starting to stick. You're starting to recapture some of this stuff. It's starting to make sense. You know, when you talk about Kobe Bryant, he was a master of this. He would go out and play the game. He could play all five positions, and then he would go get an elite expert to show him day in and day out in the offseason how to play that position. One of those people was Bill Russell. Bill Russell was actually a great Celtic over the years, was a historical legend, an arch enemy, a natural enemy of the Lakers. Kobe Bryant being basically, his blood was the Lakers' colors. He only played for the Lakers his whole NBA career. So he's got an arch rival historically. He's one of the great teams. He's one of the greats of the great teams. He might even be one of the greats in the game. And he goes to another great on an enemy team that no longer plays and says, teach me what you know how to do because I can't do that. Now, Kobe could do it on some level, but he couldn't do it at Bill Russell's level. He might have even been better than all the other guards in the NBA doing that particular thing, but he went to somebody who mastered it and he said, show me. And so Bill would work with him on his footwork. Started with his footwork. Now, in basketball, you make baskets, you get paid by making baskets, not your feet work, but your feet work lead to the ability to make baskets. See how this all works? So as technicians and as owners, we've got to learn the basic principles, the foundational principles behind the scene to be able to get better so that we can avoid some of these pitfalls that we've been running into. For example, Kobe going down low and getting bodied up by somebody bigger, he could now learn the footwork so he could use his speed to get around them, and now he has an advantage in an area where he no longer had an advantage. See, the more time you spend getting better mentally, the better you get physically. It's one thing to know what to say and do with a customer, but it's another thing to have it down with experience. See, they say that knowing that a tomato is a fruit is knowledge, but knowing that a tomato doesn't go in fruit salad is wisdom. And that's where that experience comes in. Wisdom breeds consistency. We stop looking for shortcuts. We stop looking for ways to get around the process. We start following the process and trusting the process, knowing that the result's going to work out. Somebody asked me one time, why do you spend so much time in the homes before the sale? And I said, because I know the results. See, I'm not wasting my time in that home. I'm learning things. I'm gaining knowledge on what the customer appreciates, what the customer values, what the customer wants. I'm gaining quality information, and I'm using that to learn and grow and get better inside that home for that customer. I spend that time, I take that time, because every time I do that, I connect with the customer, I'm able to build value, and I'm able to produce a better result. When I shortcut that, I get less of a result. When the customer doesn't let me follow the process, I get less of a result. So I know that my goal is to follow the process, not to make a sale. When I build my business, this is the third business that I've built from scratch, no investors, no outside help, that we've done over seven figures with. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. That's $3 million businesses that I've built, and it's actually, they were bigger than that. This one here is bigger than that, but over seven figures, all three of them. How can, and they were all in different industries. One was in the house cleaning and construction world. One was in the audio world. One is online social media coaching world. Now, they're connected. I'm taking the online social media coaching world, and I'm utilizing the knowledge that I had from the house cleaning and construction business, from running the plumbing companies, from being involved with consulting a wide variety of different businesses and different industries. And I'm using all that information and knowledge now in this business. But that alone isn't going to do it. That alone isn't going to consistently produce that result. It's got to be a process. There has to be something I'm doing consistently to consistently get that result, or everybody would have $1 million businesses, $10 million businesses, $20 million businesses. Fact of the matter is, to get a business from zero to seven figures in 1 year requires a whole lot of hustle and grind. But to do it three times, or to consistently produce over seven figures every year with that business, requires process, requires consistency. You got to do it. You got to do it. So how do you do it? How do you do it? Well, first thing that you have to do is one of two things. You either have to start documenting all the mistakes and everything that you're making inside of your own business or inside of your own life, and you have to start tweaking and documenting that and basically creating a case study so that you can see what did and didn't work. So when you go into the future to make your future decisions, you're not basing it off emotion anymore. You're basing it off of logic, real results, real reality. Most of us base everything off of emotion, which is totally inconsistent. One day this, one day that. Not only that, we look like hypocrites. Emotion is the leading cause of being a hypocrite. You emotionally do something that you don't logically agree with. Therefore, you do something that you told someone else not to do usually. Look like a hypocrite. You lose your team. Okay, you lose your influence. You got to have that consistency to be able to maintain that. Okay, so stop living in emotion. So the first thing we have to do is start cataloging and logging everything that we've been doing. Mistakes and corrections. How it's worked. It's what I did. The second option we have is to go hire someone. We can hire someone that's been where we've been. Kobe Bryant did it. You got Bill Russell. Others have done it. Okay, and that's just one of many stories with Kobe. And there's others. There's so many others out there that are getting educated and training and practicing with other players to learn what they can do that they can't. It's about growing yourself and opening your mind up to being more. You get a lot more consistent when you have other perceptions and perspectives that are feeding into your overall philosophy. And then you can kind of, on your own, through your own assessments, realize what's working and what isn't and document that. Or you can go find someone that already has the answer. But here's what I'm going to tell you, the third piece of this equation. Those are two options. You got to do one of those, okay? Some of you will do a little bit of both. Some of you will hire 8 experts and try a little bit of everything. Might have a confused looking process. Maybe you're good enough to pull it all together, but you'd still be experimenting at that point, right? Because you're trying a little bit of this, a little bit of that. With some intelligence, it'd be intelligent guessing, but it would still be guessing. And then you still got to document. But the third thing is you have to buy in. You know, I have found that people who are confidently wrong typically are more successful than people who are questioning themselves all the time, even if they're right. People who are confidently wrong typically have more success than people who are questioning themselves all the time. The reason why is they end up doing nothing. And the one that's confidently wrong does something. Even the wrong activity can get you out of the desert. And then sometimes you just walk in circles. So what's that GPS you're using to guide your consistency? You know, are you surrounded by other people? Are you around other owners, people going through what you're going through? Are you always going back to your people in your life, maybe who aren't involved in business, aren't involved in plumbing, aren't involved in what you're involved with, and getting their perspectives? And that's fine to get an outside perspective, but to gauge your result based on that would be silly. You need to buy all the way in. Okay. This idea of being an owner so that you can go play all the time, that's the result. That's not the process. You got to dig in. You got to do things you don't want to do to have what others don't have. You got to be able to be the most. It's not about showing up to work last and leaving first. It's about showing up to work first and leaving last. When you're developing something, when you're creating a culture, when you're creating a process, when you're creating a way, you have to be the example. You can't just tell others to do something you're not doing. Now, this is the big mistake I see all the time, is this lack of consistency. And it's because of a misunderstanding. Like somehow we can just buy a book, read it once, implement it, and then it all works out. No, you got to read it every day over and over and over, constantly rechecking and rechecking. It takes 30 days to form a habit. It takes 30 days to break a habit. So you're looking at 60 days just to get to a point to where you even are starting to do something consistent. 60 days of grind and hard work and focus, hyper focus. I remember when somebody said, it's hard to hire. I can't find anyone. I put out an ad. I said, are you hyper focused on it? Well, you know, I'm kind of focused, but are you hyper focused on it? I just got a message from the other day. Hey man, just hired my second guy in the last week. What was different? Hyper focus. Did they change? Did they move their market? Did they go to another town? No, hyper focus. Hyper focus. Focused on something to get it done. Me and my wife actually talked about this one time when I was younger. We talk about it all the time, but when I was younger, had a bill pop up. What are we going to do? All of a sudden, my production at work went up. Now, do you think that they were connected? I guarantee they were connected. Hyper-focus. I was in a position where everything was complacent and there was no reason to pick up the speed. But then all of a sudden, I had a situation in my life that hit me out of nowhere and I figured it out. I made it work. We all do it. We can all think of times that that's happened in our lives. And when that happens, we typically rise. We either become victims or we rise up. That's what we do. We either become victims or we rise up. And for the champions and the winners of the world, it's not about how much money you got. It's not about how much stuff you got. It's about whether or not you react appropriately to the circumstances of life. Are you a winner or are you a quitter? And by the way, I said winners and victims, and then I said winners and quitters. So victims or quitters. Don't be a quitter. Don't look for all the reasons why it's someone else's fault. Even if it is their fault, change relationships, get new people in your life, move on, make better decisions. It's still on you. Consistency comes down to repetition, the ability to buy in all the way to a solution or a process, whether you documented it, came up with yourself, or someone else taught it to you, and then with resolve, meaning we're not going back, we're not changing ways, we're going forward. You implement and you fine tune until you've got that process down. And then you get others in your company to not only know the process, but now they got to buy into the process and they got to be able to teach the process. And now you've got community accountability. When you have that, your company grows for you. With you. Instead of you being all of the energy, the company becomes the energy, and it's up to you now to hang on. I've watched it happen too many times where it's on me to make this happen. Go out, you put on the cape, you go into the field, you do the work, and then eventually you create some processes and you build a team, and the team buys into the processes, and then you step back and you support them and you do everything you can to make their situation better so they can go do what they're bought into, what the vision of the company is, and you will see yourself go to the promised land faster than you could ever imagine. The first million takes forever. The second and third and fifth and tenth, those are easy. Anybody you've ever seen brag online saying, I went from 0 to 30 million. Here's what they did. They went from 0 to 1 million. They figured out how they got to 1 million. They repeated it 30 times. That's the power of what you can build. Compounding interest. And it doesn't go 1 million to 2 million to 3 million to 4. It goes 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 because of that compound momentum. When you have everybody bought in, when there's two or three of you trying to build the company, it's going to go at a certain speed. But when there's 6 or 8 of you, it's going to go faster. When there's 12 of you, it's going to go faster. When there's 20 something odd people, humans, intelligent people in a room, in a building, all working on the same thing, whether it's an apprentice, a service, a technician, a CSR, an owner, a service manager, an operations manager, a general manager, it doesn't matter. They're all bought in. They're all going the same direction. And what you get from that is a consistency, a momentum, and a growth pattern that is hard to screw up. It's amazing. It's a whole lot of fun. And it's the reason we build what we build. If you want more information on this, you want to learn how to get this inside of your business, reach out to us right now. We can help you. We've helped many. We've helped tons. We've helped probably, 500 to 1,000 different technicians come through our program, maybe even more than that. We've had hundreds of companies come through our program. We can help you. We've helped them. We want to help you. We love you. More importantly, we want to impact your community. We want to show you how to provide a service that is so unrecognizable that you stand out. That way, we're able to make that bigger impact without having to start a plumbing business in every single city in America. We love you. And as always, remember, and for those that are listening in Canada, for those that are listening across the pond, we appreciate you. Like 80-something countries that listen to this show. I talk too fast for people in my own language, so I don't know how most of you can understand me, but I love you and I appreciate you. And remember, as usual and as always and as consistently as possible, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.